Welcome to Unbreakable Latina. Hi guys, welcome back to Unbreakable Latina. This is your host Melina. I hope you're having an amazing day, whatever day you're listening to this on, because you're not watching it. I am not doing a video podcast this week. I honestly contemplated back and forth, like, should I do it? Should I not do it? Maybe I just won't do a podcast at all. And I just decided, you know what? Audio is fine. Let's take it back old school. And it was really weird to just set up the mic and that's it. Mic and laptop, and we're recording a podcast. I got used to like the lights and then it getting hot, the camera and all the plugs. But you know what? I need a little break from video podcasting because it's really time consuming. And I know if you've been listening to me for a while, you'll know that that was my hesitation when everyone was asking for video podcasts. It's like, okay, well, when am I going to have time to do all this? And sure enough, it is very time consuming and a lot of work, but I enjoy it. I just needed a little break this week. So let me catch you guys up, because the last two episodes that I did were Big Sis Advice segments, and it was questions that were submitted to me on either SpeakPipe or on Instagram of people needing advice in certain situations. And thank you for all who submitted their questions and then were grateful that I answered their questions. I'm glad I could be of help. So let me catch you guys up on what I've been up to. I did go to the Karol G concert. It was amazing. I was a little scared because I had seen that there was chaos like on Friday trying to get in, trying to get out of the stadium. So my sister and I, my mom made sure that we were going to get there early and that we ate before and we drank water and did all the things. We planned to park in the shuttle. We got a parking. Everything was smooth getting there. Once they dropped us off, the shuttle dropped us off at the stadium, the lines were insane. I'm like, my sister's like, what is this line for? I'm like, to get in, because the gates haven't opened. I was thinking to myself, like, we're not standing in line. Like, there's no way. Like, people are in line because they probably wanted to be the first to be there. And I get it, because after what they saw Friday, nobody wants to go through that. You spend so much money on these tickets and then to have, like, a bad time. Pero estaban los crowds, like, yo, the only crowds that I've seen like that like crazy has been when I went to Mexico and I went to watch America versus Chivas, and I thought I was gonna die because the crowd was so insane. And that's the reason I don't like going to festivals, because I think it's like that. But the festivals that I have gone to have never been as crowded as this concert was. Like, it wasn't the artist's fault. I think the venue is just not prepared, or it's just old. I really don't know. Pero nadie sabía dónde entrar. Like, thankfully, we found one lady that told us, okay, your tickets are going to be on the other side of the stadium. So my sister and I are like, let's just walk all around. People probably don't walk that far and they just want to go right where they parked or right where the shuttle left them. So sure enough, towards the end of the stadium, there was like not a lot of people compared to the other sides. And we just walked in and got to our seats, took a couple pictures, and it was great. In the beginning, everything was like empty. Everybody probably was running late. So we went to go to the restroom and to get another drink. But by the time that like that line was not moving, people kept cutting and it was just very unorganized. So we heard that Karol was coming out. So we're like, I told my sister, I want to go back to our seats because it's going to be a mess trying to get in there. And sure enough, like we had our own side because we were in the nosebleeds. So we had like our own restroom and our own bar. We didn't have to go all the way down. And we were really close to that entrance for the other bar and restroom. So we went down and it was so crowded. Like every seat was taken except ours. And people were just like hyped up. And then the concert began. She put on an amazing show. And everyone was just having a good time singing their heart out. Like I thought I was going to lose my voice yelling. She brought out Becky G. It was in a beautiful show and she did amazing, and everybody in the concert was enjoying it. You could just tell there was like little girls with their parents, and you could tell they were getting tired, and some people were leaving a little early. And one of my friends told me, you should leave early. And I told my sister, like, hey, they told me we should leave early because it's going to be a mess. She's like, no, let's just watch it. Like, we spend money for this. And then I thought about it. I'm like, yeah, that's true. But I also know that I hate crowds. So I knew that it was going to be chaotic trying to get out of there. And so we stayed, and then, like, right before the last song ended, she's like, okay, let's go. And we tried, and then nobody was, like, walking down. And next thing you know, there's, like, a fight down below. So everybody just stopped. Nobody was moving. Everybody was a sloppy, drunk mess. Not everybody, but a lot of people were. So at this point, I'm getting a little claustrophobic because there's a lot of people. But finally, the line starts moving and we get out of there. And I'm just happy to get out of the actual seats. That's what I was more afraid of, that something was going to happen there. Once we were out of the stadium, I'm like, okay. So we're looking for the shuttle. And then the shuttle line took us an hour to get back to our car. But it wasn't that bad. It was moving very fast. It's just kind of unorganized. Like, just the venue, I don't think they realized how many people were coming. I don't know. It was sold out, so they should have known. But all in all, it was an amazing show. The venue, I would not recommend going to Rose Bowl ever again. If it's not para el tianguis, mejor no vayan. Porque if you like crowds and you like mess, then go for it. But not me. I like to be... Like, last time I went to see Carol G, went to the San Diego... I think it was a Pachanga something venue. And it was so easy to get in and get out. We got an Uber right away. And yeah, it was crowded, pero no así. This was insane, but I am so happy for her. She's doing amazing. And just like her music just got me through a lot of dark times. And I feel like we can all relate to that. So I love her so much. So we ended up getting home like at 2 a.m. We did stop at King Taco to have some tacos before we got home. And I was so exhausted. Y luego the hurricane was gonna come and everybody's worried about it. So I low-key was worried, pero a la vez dice, ah, no va a pasar nada. So Sunday, all I did was spent editing the episode for last week and laying down, and it felt nice just to lay down. I was a little scared for like all the floods and everything, but I'm so grateful that nothing happened where I live, and they canceled schools around here, and it was just a weird time. It was so humid, so hot, and I did relax, but I feel like I needed that because we got home so late. Yo no soy de esa gente que puede hacer party to 2 a.m. I was so tired. And throughout the week, it's just been, like, really busy. I spent, it was my niece's birthday this week, so happy birthday to my niece Maddie. She turned 3. She is so funny, and she honestly brings us so much joy. So yesterday, we planned to celebrate my niece's birthday, and I was driving to my sister's house, and all of a sudden, my car decided to start acting up. So now I have a car that I don't know what's wrong with it, and it's Sunday, and no one's open today, and whoever is wants to charge me an arm and a leg. Just look at my car when I have my trusty mechanic who looks at it and will be open tomorrow. But on our way to my sister's house, because we're all going to meet there, I don't know, like, my car just started almost shutting off, and I'm like, what? Like, hot girls have problems with their cars too. And I have been contemplating on investing in a car, like, no quiero, pero a la vez, like, este carro ya me está dando muchos problemas. So I'm in between right now, and honestly, that's why I was feeling very overwhelmed earlier, because I started looking at cars and the prices, and I'm thinking, like, okay, but what if my car is fixable, and how much can I get my car? All these thoughts were going in my head, and I was just getting stressed out, like, my neck is killing me right now. I had another topic in mind this week, but this week I'm going to talk about feeling overwhelmed and feeling like you can't find the balance in your life, because lately that's how I've been feeling.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
If I try to, like, have a social life, then, like, I stop working on stuff for my podcast. If I work on stuff for my podcast, then my social life lacks. If I don't go to work, then I don't have money. And if I go to work, I have money, but then I have to go to work and have more work. And it's just a constant, like, oh my God, like, I am doing this to myself. But at the same time, it's like, before I had the podcast and before I had all these extra things to do, me sentía sola, me sentía deprimida, me sentía como, what's going on in my life? All I do is go to my 8-to-5 and I have nothing else going on. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's some people that that's what they enjoy. But for me, like, it wasn't fulfilling me. It wasn't making me feel like I had purpose in my life. And I know that sounds very dark, but that's just the truth. Like, I just felt like I needed like something to do other than going to my 8-to-5. And I found it. I've been doing this for now going, oh my God, van a ser dos años, almost 2 years, and I'm passionate about it, but it does get very overwhelming. The other day someone asked me, Melina, how do you do it? How do you find time to do your podcast, go to work, do this, do that? And I said, I don't know. Like, I'm figuring out. Like, you don't know that I struggle every single day doing this and just life in general. Like, life gets hard. Like, I see moms that work with me and I'm just like, how do you guys do it? And I think that a lot of people don't realize that we all get overwhelmed and it's okay to take a break. So on today's episode, I'm going to talk about tips on what to do when you're feeling overwhelmed, because I'm feeling overwhelmed. So I need to remind myself that it's okay to take a break. Even like today, I had planned to do all these things and it's just not going the way I had planned. And I'm feeling overwhelmed, but I'm like, okay, what am I going to do today to make me feel better? It's resting. And although, yes, I'm doing this podcast, but I really was passionate about like talking about this because I think that a lot of people are going through this because of conversations that I've had with different people where they're like, I just feel so tired and so overwhelmed. And like, I feel like after the pandemic and there's been so many disasters and just like life is just stressful in itself that sometimes it's not worth the little things that we stress about. They're not worth it. Like, you have to sometimes prioritize what you're gonna achieve that day. And even if it means that your house is not gonna be clean or you are not gonna do whatever you said you were, or you have to cancel some plans, it's okay to take a break and you have to take it and not feel guilty about taking it because your body is telling you like, hey, I can't do this anymore. Like, you need to give me a break, girl. When I'm feeling overwhelmed, one thing that definitely helps is talking to my mom or talking to a friend and saying like, oh my God, like I'm so stressed out, this and that. And sometimes you just need someone to hear you out rather than like internalizing your thoughts of everything you're overwhelmed about. And hearing like that wisdom from someone else that you're close to, it helps so much. Like when I opened up to my mom this morning and she's like, ¿Y para qué te estresas? Like, it's out of your control. Like, just prioritize what you need to do. Y todo va a estar bien. And I'm like, okay, it was that easy? Like, that easy? And I looked at her and I'm like, thanks, mom. Because I needed that. I needed someone to tell me like, everything's going to be okay. Even though like, I could have told myself that, it's different to hear it from someone else. I know when you're feeling overwhelmed, it's hard to think of the positive things in your life. But for example, I'm stressing out over, you know, my car, but I'm grateful that I have funds and I have the resources to go try to get my car fixed. Or if I really, really need a car, yes, I can afford to do a payment. And like, some people don't have that luxury. So you have to look at the positive things in your life and, you know, ground yourself and remind yourself like, okay, it's not that bad, Melina. Like, you're gonna figure it out, pero you know what? Look at the positive things. Gracias que tengo un trabajo. I have a job. I have money. I have a credit score. And everything's gonna, like, look up. And you just have to focus on the positive things. When you're feeling overwhelmed, you have to prioritize what you have to do. Like, if I feel overwhelmed about a list of things that I have to do, what things can I save for another day? What things do I have to do right away? It's also okay to ask for help. If you need help from your partner, from your family, it's okay to ask for help. Sometimes, like, you know when people say it takes a village, like, to raise a kid? It takes a village to live sometimes. And sometimes you need that help. And for you moms out that are out there, I'm sure, like, life gets overwhelming. So don't be afraid to ask for at least 1 hour for a time for yourself to do whatever you need to do. And I know it's hard and I know not everyone has family members, but sometimes you just need to. Like, I used to work at LA Fitness and I remember that I used to have moms come in all the time and they would buy the daycare for the gym and just do that. And a lot of them would be like, oh my God, I love you guys so much for having this daycare because it's literally the only hour I have to myself. So I know it's scary with how the world is, but sometimes you need to make some little sacrifices like that just to stop feeling so overwhelmed with your whole life. Don't be afraid to say no to plans or to someone that needs you. But when you yourself are not feeling right, you can't be there for somebody else.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
So it's okay to say no to your friend, counsel on them. If you're feeling this way, there's a reason your body is telling you it needs rest or your mind needs some rest. And if that means laying on the couch watching some 90 Day Fiancé, then so be it. I know if you're like a high achieving person and someone that's very ambitious, and we all have the mentality of like work hard so that way you could achieve whatever you need to achieve. Sometimes you just have to swallow your pride and say, you know what? I need a break because this is way too much for me. And I know it's hard. I, myself included, it's difficult for me to admit that I need a break. But sometimes, like, it's como a little bomb that's ticking. And it's like, it's gonna blow up soon and it's not okay. So that's why today I prioritized and I said, you know what? I still want to do a podcast because I'm really feeling so passionate about talking about this because I'm going through it. And I know a lot of people go through these type of little episodes where you feel like, oh, maybe I should just quit my job or quit my passion. And it's important to remember that we all have times like this, and it just means that you need a break, and that's it. So in honor of me feeling overwhelmed with my life, I decided to do a little sale, and with using code Baddie, not Saddie, I'll put it in the show notes. I am running a sale for 24 hours of free shipping on www.unbreakablelatina.com. So you place any order before 10 a.m. Pacific time, Monday morning, then you'll get free shipping. So I'm trying to clear out all my inventory before I order the next shirts. I already have the design, but I don't have enough space, so I want to clear the inventory. So if you haven't ordered your sweatshirt or your stickers, and you could go on there and get free shipping for 24 hours. I am thinking of posting this episode early today just so it's done with and seeing if some people listen so they could take advantage of that sale. I did announce it on Instagram, but I know not everyone follows me on Instagram. Okay, so I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Like, I enjoyed recording for you guys. It was nice to bring it back to the old school days where I just have a mic and I'm talking to myself in the dark and not to a camera. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, remember that you're not alone. It's okay to reset your lifestyle, and it's okay to say no and ask for help. So I hope you guys have an amazing week. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. It really means a lot to me when you guys leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and to rate it on Spotify, because your girl's been working hard on this podcast and I just want it to reach more people, and it makes me happy when I see the reviews. I love it. I appreciate you guys. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Unbreakable Latina, Latina Podcast on Twitter or X or whatever it's called now. And take care. I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye.